All right, I have one more African-American billionaire I'd like to tell you about. Who knows who this billionaire is? All right, let me give you some clues. Here we go. And I think that once I give you the first or second clue, you'll be able to give me the name. Here we go, though. This person has had a number of lucrative endorsements, including a lifetime deal with Nike. He's had some success, quite a bit of success, with big investments, including the purchase of the Charlotte Hornets. You know who I'm talking about, Mr. NBA. This man did so well in the NBA, it was amazing. Here's the thing. This is great income. Great income, ladies and gentlemen. But it kind of pales compared to what his net worth is now. What he has is his net worth, what he owns. And again, this is net worth. This is what's left over. This man had an outstanding career in the NBA where he made approximately $90 million. Yes, none other than Mr. Michael Jordan, who now has a net worth, ladies and gentlemen. Give it to me. I know some of you would be tempted to say, okay, he's purchased the Charlotte Hornets. He has these lucrative endorsements. I'll say $600 million. No, remember now, all of these people we're referring to right now are billionaires. Yes, they have hit the billionaire status. So, Michael Jordan's net worth, $1.9 billion. Almost $2 billion. Would you say he has done well for himself? I tell you what, I would love for more athletes to take some lessons from Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson, getting some great tips on how to handle that money well, very, very well, while they're playing their sports. But also coming up with ways to manage it, invest it, etc., before they retire, so that they can continue to do great things with their money after retirement. Athletes, get in touch with successful business people, especially other successful athletes turned business pros, business people. I tell you what, that's awesome. Sure enough, awesome. Okay. That concludes our look at America's four black billionaires: Robert F. Smith, David Stewart. Match them up for me. We have Vista Equity, and we have Worldwide Technology. Who goes with who? Which of these billionaires matches up with Worldwide Technology? Which one matches up with Vista Equity? Robert Smith, David Stewart. Those are our two names. Match them up with those two companies I just gave you, and you win the prize. David Stewart, founder and chairman of Worldwide Technology. Robert F. Smith, founder, chairman, and CEO of Vista Equity. And then we have Oprah Winfrey and Michael Jordan. Congratulations to every one of you. And I tell you what, my hat's off to the many people who make the decisions that lead to this kind of accumulation of wealth for people of color. Yes, people of color. I'm glad that we have people of all ethnicities really making it financially. I'd rather see it that way. I really do. I would rather see a situation wherein white people, black people, Hispanics, Asians, Indians, people from all ethnicities are making it financially. I'd much rather see that than see a case where you only have one or two ethnicities who are really making it. Man, when you have folks making all ethnicities, both genders. Yes, I love it. All right. I'd like for us to take a look at health matters now and see how we might be able to make our homes safer, in other words, less toxic, so that we can helpfully make ourselves healthier. I want to share with you, courtesy of Green America, some chemicals that are in our homes, that are in many homes anyway, that are considered to be very toxic. I'm almost certain that a number of these, when you hear them, you're going to say, oh yeah, I knew about that. But there may be a few that may have you saying, Let's see. Asbestos. Did you know that asbestos is a mineral? I never would have figured, not on my own, that asbestos is a mineral, but it is. And it's a mineral that's resistant to heat and chemical corrosion, and it could be mixed with other materials to strengthen them. Though asbestos use has declined, it has not been banned in the U.S. Building materials still legally may be up to 1% asbestos. I did not know that. I thought asbestos was completely banned. Old buildings are more likely to contain higher percentages of asbestos. Homes should be checked for asbestos before any renovation. Check roof and floor tiles especially. Asbestos fibers can be inhaled, and they can accumulate in the body and cause inflammation, scarring, respiratory diseases, and cancer. Benzoate, that is a common insecticide that is used medically to kill lice or scabies. It's also used, get this, and this is one of those possibly moments. This common insecticide that is used medically to kill lice or scabies is also used as a food additive for flavor. It's used in fragrances and in plastics. It is a suspected neurotoxin. Let me tell you about some that have been found in bottles, particularly plastic bottles. You all know what I'm talking about.